The governor highlighted the state's new ethanol production, the increase in organic foods, and a new online farmers market as positives for the industry. But even with more proposed tax incentives and efforts to protect the industry from a disease outbreak, Secretary of Ag Rod Nielsen-Stuhn says the state's 16,000 farmers may be looking for more help in an economy that's changing rapidly.
A few years ago, Walmart didn't sell a loaf of bread, and now they're the number one grocer in the country. And when they're that large, they can't easily buy cheese from 1,000 small cheese factories. They want their product when they want it, where they want it, at the price, the quality, And that forces concentration all the way up the food chain and all the way to the farmer.
That means those in the dairy industry who manage to keep production costs down will survive better in a global economy. Still, Nielsen-Stuhn says economists predict the number of farmers in the state will continue to shrink, maybe even drop to 10,000 over the next 5 years as farmers retire and a few expand into very large operations. That won't sit well with those who believe someone has to save small family farms. But Nielsen-Stuhn says we need to avoid nostalgia.
Well, I think you can honor tradition and still be realistic, but you can't make decisions about the future of a business or an economics sector if you're looking in the rearview mirror.
The Ag Secretary says the only thing that kept some farmers in business over the last year were federal government payments of $375 million. For them and others who diversify, Rod Nielsen-Stuhn says the governor's Grow Wisconsin plan includes more help for agriculture than any other sector. Mary Jo Wagner, Wisconsin Public Radio.